Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
As Pride Month kicks off, many corporations have stepped back from sponsorships, leaving events with budget shortfalls. As our Stephen Roma reports, a new survey shows some company leaders fear backlash from the Trump administration.
The pleasure of Pride pushed aside this year by many companies, with corporate sponsors signaling reserve. Pride organizers dismayed.
It's something that you have seen on social media probably as people, you know, either celebrating or lamenting. That the Pride Month is not so big with the corporations this year. They are not changing all their logos. I mean, some are, but many are not. There's a kind of a pullback from being so embracing of Pride Month, and NBC did a really long report on this the other day. I thought it was very interesting.
A survey of more than 200 executives by a risk management research firm shows nearly 40% plan to pull back on how they engage with Pride this year. Why? More than 60% say they fear backlash from the Trump administration and its actions against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts by companies.
Our country will be woke no longer.
And it was particularly interesting only because I'm from St. Louis. You know, there's a huge annual gay event in St. Louis. You know, there's a parade, there's a festival. We were back in town for something or other, and I'd gone to a baseball game, and the Pride stuff was going on. So I wandered around through there, and I had not ever been to it before in person, and I was like, okay. So this is what this is. I mean, not surprising, but anyway. So this year, Anheuser-Busch is not sponsoring the Pride Parade, which is a first for them.
Beer's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, not sponsoring Pride St. Louis after a 30-year partnership. The company not returning our request for comment. Our team learning the pullback contributed to a $150,000 deficit for the organization's budget, though individual donors made up for that. The event also implementing a suggested donation of $10 to enter for the first time in its 45-year history.
Yeah, the event's always been free. And now it's not an entrance fee, it's an entrance suggested donation, but very interesting. 712 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, you just see things and think, man, that is amazing. So this is going to be the latest entry into most ironic news story of the day. You ready? So, John, did you ever have to read The Crucible, the Arthur Miller play? Do you remember it at all? Do you know? Have you heard of The Crucible?
I've heard of it, and I remember reading it back in high school.
It's fictionalized account of the Salem witch trials. Okay, and it's basically meant. It was in the McCarthy era. Okay, so it was meant to show and expose the evils of, you know, fear and allegations and blackballing, and it was set against the backdrop of the Salem witch trials. But it was meant to be, you know, for politics in general. Okay, so. There's a Georgia high school, Fanning County High School in Georgia. Students were practicing their lines, learning, creating sets, doing all the things, and they gave one performance, and the school shut the play down.
Do what?
The school shut the play down. And they said, well, it was a dispute over licensing because they had changed some of the dialogue, and therefore it was no longer their license. It was not. Okay. The reality is they didn't change any of the lines. The teacher director had quit the performance a couple of weeks prior under pressure from the school district and the school board because there were parents in the community who were angry that The Crucible was showing demonic, witchcrafty type things and disgusting portrayals of whatever, which if you've ever read or seen The Crucible, it is really not that at all. I mean, there's a little bit of the, you know, stagecraft around spiritual, because it's the Salem witch trials. Okay. So truly there were parents who were so small-minded, narrow, and judgmental that they exercised their mob mentality in order to shut down a play, which is itself a satire, expose, commentary on narrow-minded people who try to impose their will on others.
Irony there.
You know, you couldn't have walked into the problem more headlong if you'd tried.
I can't make this up.
That's just amazing. So, yeah, they shut it down.
Wow. just amazing.
Maybe read a book or two. you know, maybe learn what you're dealing with. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free. Good news on that. Not seeing any delays on I-10 or I-110. Minor delay on Highway 29 as you approach 9 Mile Road southbound, so just be aware of that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I wanted to say this earlier, and I just keep forgetting. I want to give a really good attaboy to Jim Little of the PNJ. He's been here almost as long as I have. A very good reporter for the PNJ. Covers Scambia and Pensacola government. Kind of trade some of that with Molly Barrows as well, who's also very good. He wrote the article summarizing the Committee of the Whole meeting yesterday, which I have not had time to cut up the audio to cover for you today. That's the one where they're talking about the Baptist demolition, you know, project and reconstruction. I'll talk about it Monday. But I do want to give him credit because in the article, which is a great summary, but, you know, normally when they write like kind of the TikTok summary of these meetings, it's he said, they said, whatever, and you get to the end and it's kind of easy to lose track of who's on which side. He did a new thing, and I sure hope he does it more in the future, where at the end of the story, it was, what does each commissioner, what do they believe about this? Just a summary of their views with quotes. So you can see what Stephen Barry and what Ashley Hoffberger had to say on that issue in a very organized, it was delightful. It was very, very good reading, and it was very well done. So, I know Jim's a good reporter. He'll do more of this in the future, but I just love the format. Of course, I watch these meetings. I know where they stand. Even for me, as having watched it, I thought, that's clarifying because it's a reminder of who said what in what, like what their ultimate position was. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle or just wanting to go shop for vehicles, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality, almost new cars. You know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, 10 to maybe 40,000 miles. Great condition. Cars that are in A condition that they're going to warranty to, you know, 10 years or 100,000 miles because you can count on them. They're also a great place to go ask your questions. I just know that, like, tendency is to think of the used car dealer as, like, the adversary, as the gatekeeper, as the guy you got to get through to get the car you want without getting taken advantage of. That's how most people think of it. Well, they know you think that way, and they are trying to fix that, at least with them. They're trying to do business in a different way so you don't feel like that, so you feel like they're kind of on your side and wanting to help you get a good car at a good price and, you know, there to take your questions and help you figure out which car is a good fit and which car's features people do and don't like. I mean, just think of them that way, as people you can kind of ask for their perspective on stuff. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
June 6th is D-Day. The Allied forces of America came together to storm the beaches of Normandy during World War II. That invasion released the control maintained by Nazi Germany. As those brave men fearlessly stormed those beaches, it's estimated that there were some 10,000 casualties. D-Day is an example of heroes sacrificing their lives for a cause greater than themselves, the cause of freedom. Interestingly, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, Christians are also called to sacrifice their lives for a cause greater than ourselves, the cause of Christ. As we willingly allow the Holy Spirit to invade our hearts, He will release control attempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. A spiritual battle exists in the heart of every Christian, so be sure to put on the whole armor of God. It's then that God can use you, Christian soldier, to accomplish fearless things for His honor and glory.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets all summer long with your favorite bands. This week, Schofield takes the stage. They are Pensacola's homegrown rock band, and they are going to have a genre-blurring set list that spans from rock, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and even your country favorites. This Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach, getting started at 7. Remember, no pants or glass allowed.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans' crafts and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods. All along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 720 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Friday, we check in with Dave Greenwood, who is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, to find out what to expect this weekend and often to get very useful safety tips. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at for this weekend?
What are we looking at? We're looking at a good summer weekend. You know, I've hit miss chance of showers and surf. Will be calming down. However, you know, the Gulf will still be active. So if you're a weak or not a swimmer, it's not advised to go in the Gulf.
So
as Dad would always tell me, I say, Dad, where are we going? Are we going to the Gulf today? And he said, no, if there's surf, we're going to quiet water.
Oh yeah. Much good better alternative especially for the young kids or people who might be concerned. So yellow flags, we think, or what are we flag conditions? What are we thinking about?
I will just say the Gulf, there will be waves in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And we're under the National Weather Service has us under rip current risk warning today. So, it's not expected to extend in tomorrow, but things can always change.
And one of the things you and I have talked about many times is when you go, and I do this myself, which is if you're unsure of where to set up and where it might be better or not as good to swim, you can always ask the guards where the rips are, if there are rips, or what they would advise, right?
Yes, of course. And we've got extra things on our schedule for tomorrow that I'd like to talk about.
Yeah.
We've got junior lifeguard tryouts tomorrow, 7:30 at Quietwater Beach, and more information can be found on our website.
So that you said junior lifeguard tryouts. So what's the age for that?
13 to 15-year-old.
Very good. And that's a swim test to see if they might be candidates in the future. And if they pass, what happens?
Well, they undergo 2 weeks of training, and they learn everything that our lifeguards learn. You know, some things, of course, they're not driving vehicles, and they're not making water rescues. No, they're not. So that's to alleviate some parents' fears that I don't want my son out there or daughter making. No, they're not making water rescues, but they're learning all the things that that will groom them to become future Pensacola Beach lifeguards. And we have several on staff right now working that started their career as junior lifeguards.
I was just going to ask that very thing. Yeah,
we were busy. Yeah, we were busy last week. 19 water rescues and 2 EMS transports. So, you know, the Gulf was active, and you know, school's out. Everybody's flocking to the beach. And unfortunately, in January and February, they don't swim in a pool and prepare. And then, so that's when we get active, is when the folks start going in the water. And that's why we're there.
When your guards make a rescue, and I'm sure every case is different, but they're obviously incredibly fit. You train hard to make sure that they're in good shape. You know, do they ever have issues as a result of having engaged in the strenuous activity of doing a rescue? Do they ever have to be treated?
That is very, very extremely rare, I could say.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, extremely rare. I mean, our core competency is water. The first thing, that's what I stress everybody, our core competency is water. We're very active in the water. In fact, to become a lifeguard, the first step is you have to swim 550 yards in 10 minutes or less.
That's a lot. I don't think I could get close to that time on that kind of a distance. And probably side stroke isn't going to pull it off, right?
Oh, so that means we can't have you. We can't have you out there next year working in a relief capacity.
Everybody is grateful for that fact. Dave Greenwood, he's our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for the work you do, keeping us informed, keeping our beaches safe for us and the visitors. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, Andrew. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Kind of glad you're not out there, too. Brought to you by
I just look terrible in a red swimsuit is all.
I wasn't going on there. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends a Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. If I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're on 98 approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, just know there's about a 7 to 9 minute delay there through that construction zone approaching the bridge. So just be aware of that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Daddy, that lifeguard looks like he floats easier than the other ones. That would be the super charitable way to describe my physique.
And I probably don't think little kids would say that.
You know, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, so my mom was a lifeguard, indoor pools. She swam synchronized swimming, so she was a very accomplished swimmer. I was raised swimming since I was a little kid. Always a good swimmer, never a great swimmer, okay? And she used to teach people how to float, and she was so good at it. Like, she actually one time was teaching a class how to float, and she fell asleep in the pool, just floating, because, you know, whatever. And I never could float. I was so scrawny for my whole life that literally if I would pull up into a ball and hold my breath, my back was just barely a little bit out of the water. Like, it just, my body mass didn't work for it. I have not had a problem floating for 15 or 20 years. It's a lot easier than when I was a kid. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, sorry. Caught me off guard here.
Ironic, given that we were just... Anyways, go
I know.
On. Talking about... Anyway. You ready? One more time?
I am ready. Yeah, let's try it again.
And cue line.
That's a weird transition, but today is the deadline for active duty transgender service members to voluntarily leave the armed forces or risk getting kicked out. National Guard and Reserve troops have until tomorrow. The man accused of burning 15 people in an anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, faces 118 state charges now.
Good.
The lawyer for 45-year-old Muhammad Solomon waived a formal reading of those charges in court yesterday. Probably good they'd still be in court today. Solomon is also facing a federal hate crime charge. And one of the 10 inmates, Andrew, that escaped from New Orleans jail 3 weeks ago, says he's innocent. He's posting on Instagram now. The image posted
not TikTok?
Thursday. Well, not TikTok. Well, okay. He's not a good dancer, I guess. Maybe
all right,
why,
fair enough.
Yeah. But he posted an image of himself in a parking lot with the caption, "I'm innocent."
Well, he must
so
be.
So does that sway you?
Yeah, I'm
he
there.
He could lie on
he's
the gram.
He's Instagram innocent.
It's
okay,
all
fair
for the
enough.
Gram.
I'll take it. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, you said something. I was going to make a joke. Then I didn't. Now I've forgotten it. So, oh, well, we'll just move on. No big deal. If it's good, it'll come back to me. This is... I have a story that is so amazing. You know how... you know the Babylon Bee, okay?
Yes.
Satire site, and then it was kind of featured in Transgressors, which is coming up the late service at 820. And then not the B, which is like the news side of Babylon B, because so people don't get confused about what's like just actual and what's satire. I had an idea that I had not even yet mentioned on the air. And you know how, you know, the Onion and the story comes through, or the Simpsons, the story comes through, or the Babylon B and the story comes through. I had an idea that was so absurdly wrong that I thought, I don't even know if I'll have an opportunity to mention this on the air. But my idea was, you know, with all of this, you know, re-racializing everything, you know, Superman's black and the Little Mermaid is black and doesn't even have red hair and, you know, all these kinds of, like, all the diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff for everything and, you know, anything that's white can go anything. And my thought was, so what would folks say if there were a white Black Panther?
What?
You know, like if the King of Wakanda's,
right,
you know, and like the fourth Black Panther movie was just a white guy.
Are we in an alternate universe?
Well, no, because I was thinking, like, it would give them make the head explode to think of that possibility. And you say, well, why? I mean, it's a fictional character. Why does being black have to be so? Because if Snow White can be black, why can't Black Panther be white, right? I mean, you know, fair for fair. I kid you not, Marvel has a plot line in which one of the, like, random side offspring or something of T'Challa is white-ish and is challenging him for the throne, and then I guess becomes the Black Panther for a while. So so this was, people were making Ryan Gosling for the image, and, you know, Black Panther 2 with him in the Black Panther outfit, or the biography of Barack Obama with him is like, just, there's no limit to how much art can't imitate absurdity. Like, there's nothing that's fake anymore. It's just truth.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The relationship is not getting better between President Trump and Elon Musk. Sources telling Fox's Peter Ducey, Elon was wearing thin for about a month, and the president is going to either give away or sell the Tesla that is sitting on the West Executive Drive. Plus, officials are not backing, are not tracking a Trump-Musk phone call today, but it's possible aides may try to talk. Honoring the service members who gave everything 81 years ago today, D-Day, Normandy, France, the beginning of the end of Nazi rule.
You look back toward the land from the beach and you realize there's nothing there but German guns. And these men were willing to charge toward the guns with almost no chance of success, especially in those first waves, and they did it for us.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth speaking to Fox and friends from the ceremony steps from the beach in Normandy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 76 degrees. It is partly cloudy here in Pensacola. We'll get more with our weather forecast, Channel 3, here in just a few minutes. Escambia County Commissioners have now finally approved the sale of the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Developer Tri-W, a partnership between Chad Henderson, former Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, will purchase that 540-acre property for $42.5 million. District 1 Commissioner Steven Stroberger was initially in favor of selecting a different developer, Beulah Town Center.
And I think that even when we first started this discussion with me on the board, I said that with time I might come up with a different decision. And with time I have come up with a different decision. You've presented your team to all of us, the commissioners up here, and I was impressed. And I believe that you will do a fantastic job out there. I do believe you have a passion for it.
And Stroberger thanked Beulah Town Center and said they should get a proclamation for their perseverance throughout that process. Tri-W Development now enters a six-month inspection period. That deal could close as soon as next year if all goes well. A Pensacola man was sentenced to life in prison for his cousin's murder. 28-year-old Jerry Keene Foster Jr. was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder and sentenced to life in prison Wednesday. Prosecutors say Foster shot and killed his cousin, Jarvis Johnson, over an ongoing family dispute. Shortly after the shooting death of his cousin, Foster was also arrested for allegedly holding a woman and a child hostage with a firearm. Okaloosa County deputies have identified two potential suspects after concrete and eggs were thrown from an overpass and damaged some vehicles yesterday. The items were thrown from the I-10 overpass on Wilderson Bluff Road. Two vehicles were hit. Officials say nobody was seriously injured. Officials believe kids were the likely culprits, but they're still working to confirm that. The damaged vehicles include a box truck that had a cement block smashed through its windshield and land in the cabin, and another car that was hit by debris. Investigators are hoping that the people involved will come forward and they could face felony charges. There's some big changes in store for ECAT and the Escambia County Mass Transit System. County officials say a new system will soon be available for all mass transit users.
We have an app. You can download it off the Apple Store, the Google Play Store, and install it, set up your account, and you can schedule your rides. Everybody can do it. It's $2.50. We'll pick you up at whatever address you're at, and we'll take you to wherever address you want to go to.
And that's County Administrator Wes Moreno. He says they'll be moving towards this new micro transit system, which uses 9 passenger vans instead of buses. Each ride will cost $2.50. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos Executive Vice President and General Manager Steve Bryce is leaving the organization. The Wahoos say he accepted a job as the CEO of the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They're a high A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. During his tenure in Pensacola, Bryce is credited with improving the Blue Wahoos fan experience, leading to a record 26 home in-game sellouts back in 2024. Bryce thanked the community for their support. It's 735. News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got one accident to let you know about? Nope, I don't. It just disappeared. So we are I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Avalon and Highway 29 and 9 Mile show no signs of delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
It is going to be a warm day today with a high near 88 degrees with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 89. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. Keeping your rain chances around on Sunday with a 60% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 76 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Economists expect that the May non-farm payroll numbers will show a gain of just 125,000, down from an initial tally of 177,000 in April. The Labor Department's closely watched employment report is also expected to show the unemployment rate holding steady at 4.2%. Data drops in 10 minutes. Walmart said it will expand drone deliveries to customers from 100 stores in Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Orlando, and Tampa within the coming year. Customers can already get items by drone delivery in parts of Northwest Arkansas and Dallas-Fort Worth. On a day down for the market, Microsoft reached a record high for the first time in 11 months. Shares of the software giant rose 0.8% to close at $467.68. Microsoft has once again reclaimed the title as world's largest company by market cap with a valuation of $3.48 trillion. Futures are slightly higher ahead of inflation data. On Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 108. That's your money now.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yes, yes, it is the first Friday of the month. It's our time when we connect with Ryan Jenkins, our good friend and farmer up in Jay, Florida, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Ryan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Have you yet adjusted to the Friday being Monday now? Because we used to do this on a Monday.
No. We've worked so much, all my days are running together, and then when you text me yesterday to make sure we were talking today, I about freaked out because I thought today was Monday, so I appreciate
I bet you had a little heart attack. Wait, is it Sunday? What did I miss church?
that's what I was thinking. I was really messed up for about 5 minutes, and then I realized, oh, we switched to Friday.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Sorry to give you a heart attack. You don't need the help. All right, so you've been, what, taking it easy, going to the beach, relaxing, kicking back, having a beer or two all this month?
All that, yeah, pretty much. That's the life of me, yeah. That's how I roll right there.
What's it actually been like this month?
And everything.
How's it actually been this month?
It's been rough. I mean, it's our basically our second busiest time of the year. And, you know, since the exact – I remember the last day I talked to you. Pretty much every day has been come early, stay late. You know, it's been harvest season. It's been planting season and everything. You feel like you're in a NASCAR race, you know, just every day, like a pit stop type deal, just every day trying to do everything you can as fast as you can and keep things rolling. And, you know, it's just a tough time of the year, and people are tired and worn out and stressed and just ready for it to kind of move on to the next phase and take a breath.
So I don't know that I've ever asked you this question. There's 168 hours in a week, 7 days times 24, 168 hours. When you're in your busy season, like right now when you're in harvesting and planting, you know, pulling up your double crops, your wheat and your oats and getting everything else in the ground, or in your harvest season in the fall, how many hours a week are you working? Do you have any idea?
No, I have no idea. I know it's a lot. I know you start early in the morning, and typically it's between, this time of year, it's between 9 and 10 when you get home every night, you know, and then it's a little bit before you can go to eat supper and go to sleep. And, you know, it doesn't sound like that long of hours until you just do them day after day after day after day for a couple of months, you know, and it just wears on you.
I think I've got, people sometimes ask me how many hours a week do I work, and I kind of tell them I don't know because I'm afraid to count, but I think I have a new answer. You know what my new answer is? Well, I don't work as much as Ryan Jenkins. That's gonna be
there's nothing special here. It's
that's gonna be my new answer.
Like this.
So double crops, wheat and oats are out. I assume, is that right?
They are. We had a really, really good, and I think some of it really had to do with the snowfall that we had and the cold weather we had this winter. They really helped push our wheat and our oats. Our oats are some of the best we've ever harvested. You know, usually we're in that, you know, 60 to 70 bushel range, somewhere along there. And most of all of ours that we cut this year were over 90 bushels. So
oh, great.
They were really good and helped us out a lot, you know. So
will you make money on that?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
For once. Yay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Amen. That's what I'm saying.
So
one time in my whole life.
And how about wheat?
Wheat did. I would say wheat was average.
Okay.
I mean, nothing to complain about because it's hard to grow here, but it did pretty good. It met my expectations. It met my goals.
So now you've been putting in what, cotton and peanuts, or just one or the other?
cotton and peanuts and soybeans. We finished peanuts. I think I finished those. I think it was Tuesday night. And actually, if everything goes well today, we don't get a shower somewhere and we don't have a breakdown, we could finish our soybeans today and finish our cotton. We could finish planting it for the first time.
Okay. Well, that's good news. So do you... You want a little bit of moisture because that makes the ground easier to work with and the plants start to grow faster, right? But you just don't want it heavy, right?
No, I can take it heavy once we get things planted. I don't want water. You don't want water standing, but you know, if I could order an inch of rain a week from now till September, middle of September, man, that would be perfect. But you know, you're not going to get that. You're going to get 6 inches here one day and then not get any for 3 weeks. And, you know, I tell everybody, in our area being dry land, which means we don't have any irrigation systems, you know, we're always, it could come a flood, it could come a hurricane today, and we're 2 weeks away from a drought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's being truthful. I mean, the plants, they'll be showing stress in just a matter of no time, as hot as it is, as much sun as we have here during the summer. So there's always a drought around the corner.
We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms. I like to check in with him once a month just to get a feel of how local farming is doing throughout the year. Hang on, Ryan, just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms. So, Ryan, you know, sometimes planting goes very, very well. Sometimes you have to, you know, redo it. Sometimes you run into... I mean, problems. How has this month been going for you?
So far, it's been good. You know, we started off planting season dry, and it got to the point where we were going to have to stop planting because of how dry it was. We didn't have enough moisture. And then we just, you know, God sent us a thunderstorm at one of our farms one day, kind of wasn't even expected, and it gave us the place to work. And really, since then, we haven't had to stop planting. So the planting season itself has gone really good. You know, we're right on time. I like to finish everything up the first week of June, and that's where we are now. So no complaints at all there. We have had some, we had one rough week with breakdowns, which I think a lot of people don't understand how something breaks down on the farm every day, and you have to be a great mechanic to be a farmer. But we had a pretty extensive week. I bought a new tractor this year. The first week we were running it, we had something tear up and had a $10,000 repair. And then the day we were putting that back together, another one of my tractors tore up, and it was a $30,000 repair. So in 3 days, we had $40,000 worth of unexpected repairs, and you know, and that put us minus a tractor for almost a month. And you know, things are, you work around those things, but they're unexpected, and the profit margins or lack thereof that we have today, you know, $40,000 of unexpected repairs, it bites into your pocketbook pretty good.
Yeah. And how, like, and obviously having the tractor out of service puts you behind schedule as well, but like, just for perspective, 10 on a how much tractor and 30 on another how much tractor, like what do these things cost to begin with?
Well, if we were buying, which we don't have new stuff on our farm, but if we were buying both of those were what we call our big tractors, you know, they were the biggest ones we have. And they're obviously more expensive. But both of those today, if you had to go buy a new one, they're about $500,000 a piece.
Mm.
You know, for us, they're worth, you know, $150,000 to $200,000 a piece.
Still massive, so massive cost. And so when you have to, I know you do a lot of the repairs yourself when you can, but if something like that needs to be done that's going to be super expensive, is that like... I don't know. Does the mechanic come to you? Do you have to take the tractor into a repair facility? Like, how does that even work?
It's both, like the $10,000 repair. It was something we could have fixed, but we literally didn't have the time right then. I couldn't stop planning. It was worth more to me to pay the mechanic to come to the field and fix that tractor than it was for me to stop planning for 3 days.
Got it.
And work. See what I mean?
Yeah.
There just wasn't enough manpower. The expensive one, the $30,000 one, was a transmission went out. So that is something that they had to come and haul the tractor on a big truck, haul it to the shop, and, you know, take it apart. And it was a big undertaking. And then in the middle of it, they didn't have the parts in all of America for that tractor were on back order. So we're kind of back to that again sometimes.
So
it took them, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to get the actual part that they needed.
And is that a part that's made in the U.S. or is that an imported part? Or I mean, because I remember talking about this during COVID. This was a problem for you. I remember talking about this way back when you had, you know, one of your pieces that you had to basically go onto the junk pile and pull it back in to use it because it was not available anywhere. Is this an international part, a domestic part?
I believe this was an international part.
Okay, which means that it's not just you suffering this, right? That means that if you can't get the part, nobody can get it, and multiple farmers, perhaps hundreds of farmers around the country, are waiting on this exact problem, right?
Yes, because this problem is a reoccurring problem with these tractors. I mean, this is a known problem, a known issue. It's a ticking time bomb, and you just don't know when your day's up and it's your turn. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Well, just another dimension of the joy and fun that farming.
It is. But it's better than a real job.
I still love the story you always tell about how they that one of the design features on the tractors is a safety feature, and I don't remember what it is, but it's one that they specifically designed because farmers repairing them were doing it in such a way that was unsafe. But by them putting this in, the solution was you just take those panels off and work with the engineers are trying to thwart you from doing what you need to do, and you're trying to get the farming done, right? So it's amazing.
That's it. It'd take me all day to service my stuff if I went around all their safety shields and stuff.
What do you always like to end with a farm fact, or did you know you got one for us this week this month? Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, we're planting soybeans, so I try to always have a farming fun fact of some of the things we're doing. So, soybean oil. I mean, you know, we think we're feeding and clothing the world, but we're doing so much more than that with many of the products that are made from the crops that we grow. But I didn't know if you know it. Soybean oil is used for making many of the plastic parts that are used in our automobiles, and I thought that was pretty interesting. And then I thought it was very interesting that it's been going on for so long. Henry Ford actually started that in 1940, so that's you know, so don't, I mean, I'm not saying start eating your dash or anything like that, but
well, I'm not a big fan of the old fried soybean to begin with, but
but hey, let me tell you one more thing. Listen, we're busy up here, and everybody's hard at it, and a lot of farm equipment on the road. Just please, everybody, y'all watch out for us. We're trying to watch out for you. Watch out for us. And when you come by, just wave at us. And please, if you don't mind, just use all your fingers when you do it. We'll all be happy.
Express a little love for the farmers that put clothes on your back and feed your kids and even provide your dashboards and your auto parts.
If you only have one finger, I get it. But if you've got them all, please use them.
Maybe make it the thumb.
Yeah.
If just the one you got. All right. Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, I love you so much, man. Thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us updated on what's going on in farming and helping people understand what that life is like. Such an important part of our northern two counties economy here. I appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. Y'all all have a great, well, I would say week usually, but now y'all have a great weekend.
Absolutely. 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy.
Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war.
Good morning, 7:55, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Are you busy wafting to the song?
Yes, don't
ruin it. All right, there you go. Does that feel better? Pay that off a little bit? All right, go ahead, sir.
Much more calmer. If you are on Mobile Highway in North Blue Angel, we've got a minor fender bender that just happened. No road blockage associated with that one, just some minor delays. And also, let's see here, another fender bender happened on I-10 westbound right around mile marker number 11, which puts you right after the Highway 29, or right before Highway 29 going westbound. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You reminded me of something that I had been wanting to say, and I didn't think of it until yesterday, is we were talking about the GE Vernova plant and where they make the windmills, the machine heads, and then also the hubs here in Pensacola. And it just didn't occur to me till I was driving over to Santa Rosa County yesterday for the hurricane exercise. People may not know. I say it's on scenic, and I think everybody knows. If you're driving into town on I-10, that big orange building on your right that looks like it doesn't belong in the middle of that forest, that's that plant.
I know. I see it every morning at 3 a.m.
Right, right. And, you know, now if you hadn't connected that that's what we were talking about, now you can. Oh, the other thing is, remember we had the frivolous topic earlier in the week, what's the thing that you're glad exists, but it could easily not exist, and we were talking about all. You know, I screwed up. I forgot. The reason I thought of that topic was because it's the 50th anniversary of the Bushwhacker.
Oh.
Something I think we're all glad exists and didn't necessarily have to. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The beef between President Trump and Elon Musk is picking up steam. Earlier this week, Musk called Trump's big, beautiful bill an abomination. Then yesterday, really, a lot of back and forth. The tech billionaire posting on X that President Trump couldn't have won the election without him, and also saying that Trump was mentioned in the Epstein files.
I'm going to cut off your funding. You're in the Epstein files. We're going to deport you. Are you even a legal citizen? You couldn't have won the election without
What happens today? Where does it go from here?
That escalated super fast if it's real.
That's true.
And not a work. Go on, David.
I like
go on.
John's theory. One of the 10 inmates that escaped from jail in New Orleans is declaring his innocence on the gram. He posted an image on Instagram Thursday. The image shows Antoine Massey in a parking lot above the caption, "I'm innocent." And Tom Cruise has set a Guinness World Record for one of the death-defying stunts in his latest Mission Impossible film. One scene in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, shows Cruise as secret agent Ethan Hunt jumping from a helicopter in a parachute that catches fire in midair. Cruise had to repeat that stunt
16 times to get it right.
Nice. All right.
The Guinness World Record said with that stunt, he officially set the record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
There's all kinds of categories. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want good advice, you want to get a good decision made that takes good input from somebody who knows not just how to get it done, to get 165 closings last year, 175 closings the year before that, but somebody who understands the differences in the market, the differences based on, you know, waterfront property, non-waterfront property, HOA, not HOA, has development potential behind, doesn't have development potential behind. You know, I think all the different things that go into making a good decision about a home. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with that. All kinds of plans and programs, even if you're dealing with a special situation. You know, going through a divorce, it's not fun, but they can help you with that. Estate sale, same thing. 786-3996.